Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. It was just amazing, B'siyata D'shmaya, where we spoke about the breaking of the luchos and how the reason Moshe broke them was because there was a pritzat misgeret. He saw they were making these shunadik akoilis. They were dancing. They had avodah zarah. And the avodah zarah k'dei lahatil l'marayis p'frahesia. And he said, that's it. After he sees this, he sees Ne'egel, he knew about, Hashem already told him. But the Mecholos, that he didn't know about. Mecholos. So because of everything together, Moshe Rabbeinu finally broke the Luchos on his way down to the camp. So that's the Tamtzis HaDvorim. Masherinu Bashiro Kodem, Moshe Rabbeinu Mitkadmim, Amshichim Ala. שוב, על פי תורת מורנו רבנו זצ"ל, גאון רב דוד. אז אנחנו נבהיר כך. כתוב פסוק ט"ו, לוחוס כסובים משני אבריהם, מזה מזה הם כסובים. It says that these tablets were written on both of their sides, on this side and that side, on this and that, literally. They were written. Gemara Shabbos 104. A other places. Mem besamach b'neitz b'shabluch b'neitz ha'yomdin. The Gemara tells us that the mem and the samach weren't connected to anything. They were just sort of floating in the air, and they were there b'neitz. It was in Nes that you had a Mem and a Samach and a Luchas. Chedushei Moran Riza Levi Kan. Shei Nes gam be'etzem haktav shel Mem v'Samach shamdu b'luchot b'lo smicha. V'chein yan kriyatam shehaktav nekra mi'bet tzadim b'shavet. Zot meret, two miracles. A, that there was a Mem and a Samach at all in the Luchas, and they weren't connected to anything, and yet they were still hovering there. They were still in place, even though they weren't connected to anything. So it was against the laws of gravity, of physics. And also there was another neis that you can read it from both sides. It was read in the same way. That's what it says, Ksuvim Mishnei Avraham. Dainu Shaktav Yanokev Me'ever La'ever Ve'amad B'nes. Chein Di Mizeo Mizeim Ktuvim Shunikrim Bet HaTzadim. So those are what it says in the Pasuk. When it says Ksuvim Mishnei Avraham, it means it was standing B'nes because it wasn't connected to anything. There was holes in it from side to side. So if the hole was all the way through, then what? It was airspace. So then how did these letters stand? They weren't connected to anything. That's one miracle. And the other miracle is, Mizeim Zayim Ksuv, and they can read it from both sides. And in that it says, V'aluchos Ma'ase Elokim. And the luchos were the workings of Hashem, neis b'luchos, that amdu l'hem amosiyos, and eksav ksav ma'isukim, neis b'ksav, shenekor mizeh o'mizeh, that's the Bris Kurov. Bris Kurov reads the Pasuk, showing us these two miracles. That's what the Pasuk is expressing. Ksuv mishnei avrayim is v'neis hayu amdim, mizeh b'neim suvim is, they read both ways in the same way on both sides, wherever side you're standing. And then Baluchos Ma'aseh Elokim is because it expresses the first Nes, the Luchos were Ma'aseh Elokim, and the Ksav was a Ma'aseh Elokim, that's the second Nes. As in Tzalef Yizeh, Shaluchot lo yu nitzachot kechitim tzil ktav. Shalot yot pochot ba'avir. The Luchos were not needed as a means for the Ksav, that the Oisiyos shouldn't be floating in the air. Because even after the Luchos, B'lav Ochi b'nei sayu amdim. You didn't need the Luchos for the Oisiyos. You didn't need the luchos for the osios. And l'chora then, you didn't need the ma'aseh elokim b'luchos. Why did the luchos have the ma'aseh elokim? The osios had ma'aseh elokim. Why did the luchos to be ma'aseh elokim? Just the osios. Michtav, I have seen Michtav Elokim. But what's pshat with the Luchas Mais Elokim? So earlier on in Pasuk Yitches, it says the Iker Inyan, Pasuk Yitches, it says, later on, it's Pasuk Zayin, it says, they're ksuvim be'etzbe Elokim. That's what it says in our Perek Lamed Beis, but this is in Perek Lamed Aleph, Yud Ches. There it says, V'yitein ha-moshe chalos el da'abritah b'har-sinah shen l'chos edus l'chos evin k'suvim v'etz be'elokim. So they're written with the finger of Hashem. What does that mean? That the k'tav, which is the Torah, is Al-Yedei Hashem, and they were written with the finger of Hashem. Here there's another emphasis on the Luchos. Shehaya inyan beluchot beoto geder shehaya b'michtav. The same geders we had in the Michtav in the writing, the Luchos have the same geder as the writing. Because the Luchos are not just echetim, the Luchos and the tablets are not just a means for the ksav, for the writing. But rather, there's an inyan atzmi in the tablets, and therefore they're also my selokim, and therefore even if b'lav hachi anyway the it was oimed b'neis, what was oimed b'neis? The osios, but still the luchos were still my selokim. So here the emphasis is that not only is the lua is the osios ma'ase Elokim we have earlier that it was written by Etzbe Elokim, but even the luchos are ma'ase Elokim, and that's akdama to what it says in pasuk yotes afterwards, shviras haluchos. The only reason Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchos is because of what it says in pasukim tesvav and tezayin. In pasukim tesvav and tezayin, the pasukim say that. Tells it describes the luchos. Moshe only broke them because of, that was the breaking in Pasuk Yates was only because of what it says in Tezvav Tezayin, that these are luchos ksuv mishnei avrei mizem mizem ksuvim, ve'aluchos ma'is elokim heim ava michtav michtav elokim u'charos ala luchos. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu broke them. What does that mean? Let's explain. The ksav itself, without the luchos, is the Torah. That's not limited. It's not put in any framework. And that's all vis-a-vis the Torah itself. But vis-a-vis the giving to the Jewish people, the Torah is given in such a way, Sheluchos, Dehainu Sheish La Mizgeret. What's the Mizgeret of the Torah? Bnei Yisrael. Hamugbolim al Yadu B'gvul Shal Yisrael V'odam. V'aluchos Keneged HaMakablim Shal HaTorah. Sherak B'chai Gavna Yesh Letzlam Torah. The Jewish people are human beings, and they have this mizgeret in which they have to live. They have this framework. And so too the luchos, they have to live like human beings, and they have to live like Jews. The luchos parallel correspond to the makablam of the Torah. That is also, the luchos are a framework for the ksav. We see in the Gemara in Eruvin, 54a, that we dash in Charis al Luchos Keneged Yisrael, that the Jewish people are Bnei Chorin. Why? Mishum Shal Luchot Keneged Yisrael Shechala Bem Torahim. Uma Shekatuv Charut Beluchot Chayil BiYisrael. Who are the Luchos? The Jewish people. It says Charis al Luchos, Charis Chayris Ben Chorin. So the Jewish people are Ben Bnei Chorin. And that corresponds to the Luchos. Because the Luchos correspond to the Jewish people. And the Torah is Chal on the Jewish people. The Torah is limitless. And the framework in which it's placed is within the Jewish people. And that corresponds to the Luchos, to the tablets. And that's why if you have to, where if Torah charetz, if we're properly connected to Torah, we're cherus, we have freedom. Charetz is engraved, inscribed, but it also means freedom. Cherus, we have cherus from Shibud Malchias, we have cherus from the Malach HaMoves. Like we see in the Gemara Erev and the Midrashim, Torah Shlem, what's called Flam Gimel Me'a Medrash, Lamin Asanam Luchos, Lamin Asanam Shiftu Vidar Torah Libon, why would they give them the Luchos? To show them they should write the Vidar Torah in their hearts. It says, Kosvim Luch Lebecha, write on the Luch of your heart. Same idea, the Jewish people are the Luchos, on which the Torah is written. Also, Gemara and Erevin, Ma'idach Sliv Luchos Evin, Yimadah Mesim Atzmo Os Lechoyav, Ke Evin, Zu She'en Nimchais Talmud HaMiskayim B'yado, Vim Lav Enad Ein Talmud HaMiskayim B'yado. If a person makes himself, so it means luchos even, if a person makes himself, makes his cheeks, that's what it means, luchos, lechayayim are cheeks. He makes his cheeks like this stone that doesn't wear away, his Torah study will endure. But if not, if he's not diligent in his studies, then his Torah study will not endure. So again, the Jew, the Yid, he's the luach. You see numerous places, Chazal, we just mentioned, the luchos are connected to Makabla. If the Makabal doesn't have this gather of Luchos, of making this framework for the Torah, if he's not strong like the Luchos are, hard like the Luchos, so then there's no Torah for him. And therefore, the only time there's going to be the Ksav is when we're Luchos. And if the Jewish people aren't a Mizgeret, if we're not the proper, we don't have a framework, we don't have limitations, then the Ksav of the Torah can't be put anywhere. That's what we see in Pesukim Tes Vov and Tes Zayin. When we talk about the Luchos, Luchos Ksuvim Shnei Avraim, Zem Zayim Ksuvim, Luchos Ma'is Elokim, in other words, the Luchos are the Mizgeret, the framework for the Ksav. And the Jewish people, and this is the Chiddush, the Jewish people are parallel to the Luchos, as we see in the Gemara Nerevin and Midrashim. So Mamele, if we're not the proper framework for the letters, like the Luchos are for the Ksav, so then there's no place to give us the Torah. And that's the Biur HaInyan that we spoke about in the previous shiur of Prichas HaOisiyos, that the letters flew away. And then all of a sudden the tablets got really heavy. Moshe Rabbeinu sees the Mecholos, he sees them breaking through the Pritzas HaGedorim, he sees them breaking through all limitations of human civility. And they became Purutzim Legamre. They just let loose, they let go. They lost all moral and human limits. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu saw. So Mela, there's no more Ksav. The Ksav goes away. There's no more framework anywhere for the Luchas. And it says, Ve'ar Moshe Sam Kippurah, Kippurah Am Nishim Tzibakameyam. As it was Megula. What's this Megula? You're exposed, you're revealed. Ve'ar Moshe Tam Kippurahu. The Jewish people are galui. That's parua priya by Mila. What's this gilui? The answer is ishkan hasarata machsom. They're removing any barriers, which is supposed to stop them. As an aside, I once heard a moir de gavort from the Chazon Ish. He was asked if it's usher, you know, when you have a crosswalk, you know, you have sometimes a wall there, or a gate, or a metal fence to stop people from climbing over, stop people from crossing over there. If they want people to cross the crosswalk, so before the crosswalk, they'll have this long fence. This way people won't jaywalk, it won't be dangerous. So he said, is it usher to jump over that? You could climb over. I see people climbing over all many times. He says, if you do that, you're poiritz gidrei olam. That's what he said. Usser, not usser. Your poiritz gidrei olam. There's a fence there. What are you jumping over the fence for? It's there for a reason, right? Ze paruahu. Paruah ze belo davar machnisol mezgeret ulahagbala. In other words, the luchos are michtav elokim. Ze mugbal betoch haluchot, which are maise elokim. The luchos are connected to Yisrael. Jewish people have the Torah. When there's no more mezgeret and no more letters, the Ksav isn't mugbal anymore to the Luchos. the Torah goes back to Shemayim. And now the luchos are really heavy. Barasi etzar, barasi Torah tavlin. ולא תורה אי אפשר לשמור את המסגרת המחייבת מצד מצס השם. והלוחות שכנעל כנגד ישראל וכל שפחה מהם תורה, כבדה המסגרת שהיא הלוחות הידי משה שאי אפשר לשומרה. What's happening now? The OCOs, there's no more מסגרת, there's no more proper framework for the letters, because the framework is the Jewish people. Jewish people went nuts, and that parallels the Luach. So therefore the Ksav can't be on the Luach anymore, because that's not a proper framework. So now the Ksav is Pairech. The writing goes away. And all that's left is the luach. All that's left is the crazy, wild, misbehaving Jews. They have no limitations anymore. That's too heavy to carry. Barasi etzar, barasi Torah tavlin. As long as the ksav is there, it can manage. You can handle the Jews. If you have the ksav, you have the Torah. But if you don't have the Torah, forget it. Oh my gosh. You see the way people act without Torah, Rachmana Litzlan. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchas. Because you can't guard the Jewish people anymore. Can't contain him. And that's why we, before the Amir of Yoshua, and the whole Din V'Dvarim being Yoshua L'Moshe, first we have the Luchas. We start describing the Luchas to tell us this is what's about to happen. Because these are the Luchas, and these are the Mizgeret for the Ksav. So Memela, Yoshua is going to hear this Kol Reo. He says, Yod Moshe, I hear him call Nuchama. And then Moshe Rabbeinu says, no. It's not a Muhammad. Then we would hear Gvura, we'd hear courage, we'd hear afraid cats, we'd hear scared people, Halusha. No. I just hear Mashenet Dikakolis. And the Mele, he comes and he sees the Mecholis. Then he sees that they were Mamish Pirates Mizgeret, together with the Mechol, with the sounds, together with the fact they're Avid Vadazar that Hashem already told him. And now they're dancing these Mecholis. And Lo Avdov the Israel, Avid Israel, Hatilam Ba'ais before Esio. So, push it. Can't contain them anymore. He breaks the luchas. In the Perush of the Rif, in the Enyank of Shabbos 87a, he explains the Rosh HaGemara. What it said later on, because Safti ala luchos es advarim asher ayu ala luchos harishonim asher shibarto. So Chazal dash and Yashar Koich Shishavarto. Did a good job, Moshe. Shkoich. But what about what it says earlier? Earlier it says in the Pasuk, Psalucha Shnei Luchos Avnim Karishanim V'Kasavti. Earlier on the Pasuk says, Psalucha Shnei Psalucha. Psalucha, Shnei Luchos, Avanim. Psalucha, Shnei Luchos, Avanim, Karishonim. So what the Rif says is that when it says Asher Shibarta, Yashikor Shabarta, it's not going on the ratio of Psalucha, Shnei Luchos, Avanim, Karishonim. Not Shkoyach that you broke the Luchas, but Shkoyach, Vekosafti, Ala Luchas, is that Vim, Ayu, Asher Luchos, Vim, Shibarta. Shkoyach, Naksav. Not Shkoyach that you broke the Luchas, Shkoyach that you broke the Ksav. The Rif explains why the Shkoich is on breaking the Ksav and not Shkoich on breaking the Luchas. Ayin Shem Barif, Bayin Yankiv, Ma Shekatav Lefi Darko. Aval Lefi Dvarenu Mivuar Etev. Because the Ikra Ashvir is Machmas Oisius. The Oisius had no place on the Luchas. The Luchas were Nivgam, and the Mele of the Oisius had no place. And therefore the Shvir is emphasized like Abed Ksiva. Those first luchos which he broke. But the emphasis is on those first luchos which he broke. What were on those luchos? The osios. Because after you broke the mizgeret, there was no room for the ksav anymore. The ksav was holding everything in place. You have the ksav of the Torah, then it has you're contained. And you can function like a good human being, a normal human being. But the second the Oisius are Pereach, because you were Pereach to Mizgeris, there's no more Mizgeris for the Oisius, you're finished. Therefore the emphasis is on the Ksav. Because the whole problem started because of the Ksav, because there was no framework anymore for the Ksav because of their behavior. So therefore the Shkoich is on breaking the Luchos that had the Ksav. And now that you broke the Mizgeret, and there's no more Ksav, in the Mele, you broke the Luchos. That's why the emphasis is on the ksav. So that answers b'siyata d'shmaya, the kash of the rif. And Chazal tell us, Hiskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yadu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was maskim. Yashar Koyach. Where do you see that? From the Prichas HaOsios. That's why the Osios flew away. Shem, so you're right. You're right, there is no Mizgeret anywhere. There's no framework for the Osios. Melech Shanchum HaPashis Ekev Simen Yud Aleph Al Mash Shabron Al Shepoch HaKsav Me'aleyem. Ooh, Gevaldik, exactly what we're saying. Why did he break them? Because the Osios flew away. Because he saw the prichas oisi, so the oisi is flying away. He says, oh. So that's it. What good is this now? Now you've no, you're just, you broke through the, he reparates every misgeret. Mela, there's no misgeret anymore for this, for these oisis. There's no misgeret for the oisis anymore. No more luchas. When he sees it, that's why when he saw it, he broke the luchas. When he saw the luchas, when he saw the osios being pireach. And that's why it says, Maro. Maro. What do you mean, Maro? It says in the pasuk, Vayaris ha'egel. He saw the egel. But it also says, Macholos. So what did he see that was the siba for Shviras ha'luchas and the egel and the Macholos? And the answer is, Prichas Osios. Ah, he saw the Egel the Macholos, and that caused the Osios to be Poreach. Because there's no more Luchos anymore. They have no more, for they broke through all the frameworks. They're dancing around like a bunch of Meshuggahness around this Egel. Ve'erav inecha tosem l'Hashem l'kechem chetz moshem chisaron. We see in the Rishayim. Chatosem l'Hashem l'kechem, you lack Hashem. Because there's no more place for Torah anymore. So he did what was mischayev when he saw the oisios parech from the luchas. And that's asher shavarta. That's shkoyach. He did a good job. He did a good job. Afu shavon asher shavarta. Because you see the oisios are parech. Because there's no mezgeres for the oisios and there's no framework. Because the Jewish people have a luach. And they're acting the way they should. So ois luchas. This in Shabbos, they're writing where it says in the Gemara, Darash Moshe Kal Chomi Pesach. Pesach is one of the Tayag mitzvahs, and the Torah says, Kol Ben Echel Lo Yochel Bo. So here's the whole Torah. And Yisrael Armum and Alachas Kama V'Kama. If from one of the mitzvahs of Ben Echel can't have it, here the whole Torah, the Jewish people are being mummer, not only in, Jewish people are being mummer in the whole Torah. So they certainly can't have this Torah. If they can't even get one mitzvah when they're mumrim, they certainly can't get the whole Torah. How can you give them the whole Torah if they're mumrim? So that's the Gemara, Shabbos. So Tosfos says it's not a kavah chomer gomel. So a mumr is aser b'pesach because it's a carbon, and a mumr is not allowed to have a carbon. But lohayel olam no amelita in Torah lachzirim b'tshuba. No, Moshe Rabbeinu should have given them the Torah. It's not a special din by a carbon. You can't, a mumra can't eat a carbon. But here Moshe Rabbeinu should have given them the Torah and be machzir them b'tshuba. Everything would have been great. And Tosar comes to Miyashiv, where it says in the Gemara there that Moshe Rabbeinu did this midaitoi. If it's mikal v'chomer, it's not midaitoi. It's das Torah. What does it mean? Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchos midaitoi. It was his own initiative. It's das Torah. It's a kavachomer. So Tosfos says, no, it's not a kavachomer gomer. Wait a second, it's not a kavachomer. Then how did Moshe Rabbeinu dash in it? So based on what we said, mitzad avoy dezorah shudin shel toira, Tosis writes, "Eina chinam is no kavu chomer from Pesach, because Pesach, special din in carbon, from that a mummer is asir be Pesach shu carbon. A mummer is not allowed to eat the special din, but a mummer is not allowed to eat a carbon. But here Moshe Rabbeinu should have given them the Torah, and he would have been machzir them at shuv, and everything would have been fine." So it's not a kavu chomer gomer. He should have still given them the Torah, and there's no special din. You can't give them the Torah if they're mummer. You give them the Torah, and then you make sure they keep the Torah. So you're right. Midin Torah was didn't hold this kal v'chomer, not a kal v'chomer gomer. Aval kanal ikro b'mumar sheino bePesach shemu pritzat geder Torah sheb'Yisrael. B'zeh na'as shenaseh mumar u'achlafa v'yitzel liot keben neichar. B'ayde zeh afka mikorban. U'mizeh kal v'chomer. In other words, what happens when a yid he's pirates geder Torah b'Yisrael? In other words, he doesn't act like a Jew's supposed to act. He's a mummer. He's an apostate. Goes Rachmana Litzlan to the church. So Zayid, who becomes a mummer, so he's pirates gather Yisrael. Here they were pirates gather Anoishi, even acting like human beings. With their wildness and with the Litzachek, with the Avodah Zarah and the Gilei Arayis. All this craziness. So that's me michutz legeder anoishi. Rashi says the latzachik is gila rais and shvichus domim, and the eagles have a dezara, and with the koilis and with the dancing, everything together, it's pritzes gugeder anoishi. Ah, so that's not a Torah dika kal v'chomer. That if you're pirates gather Yisraeli, then you can't have the carbon pesach. So if you're pirates together anoishi, but you're being supposed to act, you can't get the whole Torah. It's not a real Torah dika kal v'chomer, but it's a true idea. The idea is true. Meaning it's a universal idea. So it doesn't come from the Torah, it's a universal idea. And that universal idea was enough to suffice to allow Moshe Rabbeinu to be shaver the luchos. So mitzad echad was midaitoi, but mitzad sheni he did it because it made a lot of sense. Even though the fiyak dorim shel haTorah, it didn't hold. Because a mummer's aser bePesach was a carbon, it's a special dinner of carbon, a mummer's not allowed to eat a carbon. But to give them the Torah, you can give the Torah to mumrim and be machzir them b'tshuva. Ma baya? Mitzarechot is a kal v'chomer because if they were pirates together Israeli, they can't have the carbon. They certainly can't have the whole Torah of their parents together in Aishi. So it's a universal kal v'chomer, but mitzarechot it's midaito because it's not officially a kal v'chomer al pi Torah. Now, al kopanim of Rabbi said we have a beautiful mahalach in this whole parsha, and it teaches us. I'm saying there's so much more to learn. Rabbi said there's so much to learn about this parsha, but we just had two shiur. Mitzvah Shem, we'll talk about it more. And Shabbos and Zeichet. We have a minyan in the neighborhood. I'm zeichet to give a little drasha after the minyan during Kiddush. So I have a whole different drasha on the eagle about the mecholis. Completely different malach. But there's probably not a problem. There's definitely many more malachim, but this is one beautiful malach. Why Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchas? And it wasn't enough that Hashem told him. He had to see the Mecholos. He had to see Pritzas Geder. Pritzas Geder Anoishi. They weren't acting like human beings are supposed to act. The Oisius were Pireach. There was no more room for the Luchas. Couldn't hold the Oisius anymore because there was no more Mizgeret. And the Moshe Rabbeinu said, what good is this? Threw down the Luchas. I can't hold on to these people. I can't carry the Luchas anymore. The Jews are supposed to be the Luchas. But there's no Torah in them. I can't handle them. Hard enough to handle Jews when we keep the Torah. Jews, we're the best, but sometimes we can, sometimes we can rabble rouse. Kayadua kamufursim. So Azim Shebu Umois, we have special spiritual powers, Am Yisrael. Aruch Hashem. May Rabbi Rabbeisai, thank you so much for listening, and please stay tuned for more on Kisisa B'li Neder and more on the Eagle. B'frat, Yitzhak Hashem B'li Neder, B'li Neder. Shalom, shalom.